Did she kill her 9 kids? One of the nation's most notorious murderous mothers, Mary Beth Tinning, prepares to walk out of prison after 3 decades. Cynthia Walter was asleep in her Schenectady, New York apartment when her phone started ringing shortly after 1 a.m. on December 20, 1985. Her next-door neighbor, Mary Beth Tinning, was calling. She sounded very panicky, Walter later recalled, and said, "Cynthia, get over here right away." Walter, a licensed nurse, rushed over to the Tinning's second-floor apartment, where she found the couple's 4-month-old daughter, Tammy Lynn, lying on a changing table, purple and not breathing. By the time paramedics arrived, the infant was pronounced dead, despite Walter's attempts to revive her with CPR. But what at first appeared to be a heartbreaking tragedy turned out to be a cold-blooded killing. 2 months after Tammy Lynn's death, Tinning allegedly confessed to New York State Police that she'd smothered the baby with a pillow when she wouldn't stop crying. Even more chilling was the fact that Tammy Lynn was the 9th of the Tinning children to mysteriously die before their 5th birthday. In 1987, Tinning was convicted of killing Tammy Lynn and sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. Now, 31 years later, Tinning, 75, whom authorities say killed her babies because she enjoyed the attention she received when a child died, has been granted parole. She is expected to be released as early as August 21st and plans to return to her rural New York home to live with her husband, Joe, whom she allegedly confessed to poisoning in 1974 with phenobarbital. She reportedly got pills from a friend with epilepsy and slipped them into his grape juice. The decision to set her free has left many familiar with her case outraged. "There are some crimes so heinous that it should be life imprisonment," says New York State Senator Jim Tedesco. "It's ridiculous to let somebody out that has done that to children."